This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way to Jeddah today, where he will discuss with Saudi officials how to respond to the attack on Saudi Arabian oil facilities. U.S. officials say they believe they originated from Iran. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says the U.S. is prepared to respond to the attack.
As the president said, we don't want war with anybody. But the United States is prepared. We're locked and loaded. And we're ready to defend our interests and our allies in the region.
Iran's state-run news agency reports Iran sent a diplomatic note to the United States denying involvement and warning that if any actions are taken against Iran, it will respond immediately. Exit polls in Israel's national election show that neither Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu nor challenger and former army head Benny Gantz can put together a ruling coalition. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The exit polls were announced at 10 p.m. just as the polls closed in Israel. Based on all three exit polls, Netanyahu is not able to form a majority coalition of 61 seats in the 120-seat Knesset. Likud cabinet minister Tzachi Hanegbi said he believed Netanyahu's chances will improve as the final votes are counted. He said he still believes Netanyahu has the best chance of forming a government. Once final results are in, Netanyahu's president will consult with the leaders of each of the parties and recommend either Netanyahu or Gantz to try to put together a government. So far, it doesn't look like either the right wing or the center-left will be able to do that. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
For the latest on the Israeli elections, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. The first impeachment hearing held by House Democrats quickly turned hostile Tuesday. We'll get to that story in just a moment, but first, an Afghan official says a suicide bomber has attacked a government building in eastern Afghanistan. The spokesman says the attack took place Wednesday in Jalalabad, but he couldn't immediately provide information on casualties. Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani escaped an attack by the Taliban on Tuesday that killed scores of people. That follows two suicide bombings on Tuesday. Reuters' Joe Davies has more.
Taliban suicide bombers killed at least 48 people in two separate attacks on Tuesday, in the wake of collapsed peace talks with the United States, and just 11 days before Afghanistan's presidential elections. The deadliest took place in Charikar, the capital of central Parwan province, near an election rally held by President Ashraf Ghani. The Taliban have vowed to violently disrupt the poll. The blast killed 26 people. 42 more were injured.
When the people were entering the police camp, an old man riding a motorcycle arrived on the highway and detonated his explosives, causing casualties. His dead body remains on the ground.
In the capital, Kabul, more bloodshed. There, a man blew himself up, killing 22 people. Another 38 were wounded.
As I said earlier, the first impeachment hearing held by House Democrats quickly turned hostile Tuesday. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Starting with the first question from House Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler.
Is it correct that as reported in the Mueller report on June 19, 2017, you met alone in the Oval Office with the president?
Former Trump campaign chief Corey Lewandowski set the tone.
Could you read the exact language of the report, sir? I don't have it available to me.
Lewandowski says the White House ordered him not to talk about his discussions with the president beyond what's in the Mueller report.
I'm respecting the White House's decision.
Nadler says the White House doesn't have that authority.
We should call this what it is. An absolute cover-up by the White House.
Lewandowski earlier blasted lawmakers for going down a rabbit hole with petty politics, drawing the president's attention. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Recent attacks in the United States have raised concerns over the growing threat from domestic extremist groups. U.S. law enforcement officials and experts are discussing ways to help counter such groups. They're using similar steps the U.S. took when it expanded its fight against foreign terrorist organizations following the September 11, 2001 attacks. Experts say some U.S. lawmakers have been exploring the value of a domestic terrorism statute to better counter domestic terrorists. For all the news whenever you need it on the go, please download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Bet best music. Today, the voice of America, VOA1.